This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Baruch Haba, welcome everyone. I'd like to share with you the thoughts of the Kleisenberger Rebbe on Tu B'Shvat Tavshin Lamed Hey, 1975. The Magen Avraham brings the Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph Sif Katan Tesvav that Noyagin Ha Ashkenazim. It is the custom of the Ashkenazim Laharbois B'minei Peirois Shel Ilanois to increase, to have many fruits on Tu B'Shvat. What's the reason for this? Why should Ashkenazim eat a lot of fruits on Tu B'Shvat? Kleisenberger Rebbe says as follows. There's a Taz. The Taz is found in Arachayim, Soif Simen Reish Chav Zayin, that says a person is destined to give a din v'cheshbain on anything that his eye saw that he didn't partake of. The basic concept is, Ribbono Shel Olam created a world with many different kinds of hana'ah, and those hana'ah which are allowed, Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to experience and take pleasure in. Says the Kleisenberger Rebbe, what is the source of such a concept? What is the makar of such an idea? He says, the source of such an idea is in the Pasuk in Bereishis. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Adam Rishon not to eat from the Eitz Hadas, beforehand Hashem said, Vayitzav Hashem L'gimel Adam Leimar, Mikol Eitz Hagan Ochol Toichel. U'me'etz Hadas Toivarav Lois Toichel. Hashem didn't just say, don't eat from the Eitz Hadas. If he would have just said, don't eat from the Eitz Hadas, we would have known on our own all the other fruits are permitted. Hashem said, you could eat from all the fruits, but don't eat from the Eitz Hadas. Why is Hashem introducing his words with, you could eat from the Eitz Hadas, you could eat from all the fruits? The Ribbono Shel Olam, therefore, thereby, is giving a mitzvah that even though you can't eat from the Eitz Hadas, there's a positive commandment. I would like you to be nene from all the various types of pleasures that are available. In fact, the Shlach Kadosh says that Vayitzav Hashem Elokim al Adam Leimar Mikol Eitz Hagan Ochal Toichel. It's a mitzvah saseh. God gave Adam Arishon a mitzvah saseh to partake of the fruits. Says the Kleisenberger Rebbe, it could be that this is the makar for the Yerushalmi from the pasuk Ochal Toichel. This is the makar of the Yerushalmi that one should be nene from the various forms of hana that are available in this world. Says the Kleisenberger Rebbe, but actually if you look in our Shas, not in the Yerushalmi, our Gemara learns out something else from the Psukim, Achal Toichel. In Sanhedrin and Vav Amud Beis, the Gemara uses the words Achal Toichel for a different Trasha. Achal Toichel v'lo yiver menachai. So it seems like then it would be a machloikis, the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, whether one should partake of various hanos. According to Yerushalmi, we learn out from Achal Toichel, perhaps, one should be nana from various hanas. The Yerushalmi, according to the Yerushalmi, one should be nana from various forms of hana. According to the Bavli, no. Achal Toichal tells me that you shouldn't eat. Adam Arishon was commanded not to eat Eiver Menachai. And accordingly, there's no makar for the Yerushalmi that one should be nana from various forms of hana. Only thing is, Tosfos in Sanhedrin asks, how could you darshan Achal Toichal v'lo Eiver Menachai? But the Gemara says, Anun Tesla Mabezin Sanhedrin, Adam Arishon couldn't eat meat in the first place. So he's not allowed to eat meat. Then why do I need a drasha to say he can't eat Eiver Menachai, he can't eat any meat? The Rif in the Ein Yaakov answers Tosfos' kasha. That where does the Gemara say, Anun Tesla Mabezin, who is the man de Amar that says that Adam Arishon is not allowed to eat meat? It's Rav. He says, Rav would hold that if Adam Arishon cannot eat meat, then he would not agree that Ochal Toichel was a command not to eat Eiver Menachai. In other words, according to Rav, that Adam Arishon was not allowed to eat meat, Adam Arishon was never commanded not to eat Eiver Menachai. He would hold like Rabbi Yehuda that Adam Arishon was only commanded against Avodah Zarah, but not against Eiver Menachai. Accordingly, Rav would be able to say that Adam HaRishon was given a mitzvah saseh to partake of various hanos. But according to the Man D'Amar that Adam HaRishon was not allowed to eat Eiver Menachai, so Adam was allowed to eat meat. In other words, if you hold Adam was not allowed to eat meat like Rav, then Adam was never commanded not to eat Eiver Menachai, he couldn't eat any meat. But if you hold Adam was not allowed to eat Eiver Menachai, then he was allowed to eat meat in general. Now, why would Adam not have been allowed to eat meat? Why did God not allow Adam to eat meat? Says the Kleisenberger Rebbe, because Adam was considered like an Amah Aretz, that he can't eat meat. The Gemara says in Masechta Psachim, Amem Tesam Beis, and Amem Aretz is now to eat meat. So because Adam Arishon had a taiva for the Priha Eitz, which is Nechmad Lahaskel, he lost his Chachma, and he's not allowed to eat meat, like in Amem Aretz is now to eat, not allowed to eat meat. But Noyach, who learned Torah, is allowed to eat meet. Now why can't an Amem Aretz eat meat? Says the Kozenberg Rebbe, because meat is only needed to be mechazek one's mind to learn Torah. That is why we find, interestingly, in the Gemara Baba Kama Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara says that they didn't teach something in the evening because they didn't eat meat, and therefore they didn't have the mind strength to teach. So the reason to eat meat is to be able to mechazek the mayach, to be able to learn Torah. Now, what's the makar that the function and purpose of meat is to strengthen Torah? Because the pasuk says, "Bein," in this week's parasha, "Bein ha'arbayim toichlu basar." Why dafka ba'erev? Because ikar rina shel Torah ba'erev. So the tachlis of eating meat is to learn Torah. So since ikar Torah is at night, the main time of achilas basar would be ba'erev. Says the Kleizenberg Rebbe, wrapping it all up. We know Chazal say about Tu B'Av, that on Tu B'Av, someone who doesn't increase in their learning is Chayv Misa. Because since the nights get longer, and La'ivra Lelia Ela Lager, so the tachlis of the night is to learn. So on Tu B'Av, where the nights begin to get longer and the days get shorter, one has to use their nights for Liman HaTorah. Says the Kleizenberg Rebbe, if Tu B'Av, the nights get longer, because the days get shorter and the summer is ending, then Tu B'Shvat, the winter is ending and the days are getting longer and the nights are getting shorter on Tu B'Shvat. So if the nights are getting shorter, you might think you could decrease learning Torah. So what do? We say, no, we're eating a lot of fruits. Why are we eating a lot of fruits? To, like Adam Arishon, who is told, Achol Toichel, eat many different types of hana. Any hana that's available that you're not nene from, you're going to have to give a din v'cheshbon. Well, if that's the case, if we're declaring that we darshan, that we're commanded to be nene from many, many types of hanas, that means we're darshaning achal toichel, like the Yushalmi, that a person's accountable for any hana that they are able to experience and they don't. That means they argue on the Bavli. That means they don't darshan from achal toichel that Adam couldn't eat Avram and Achai, because we hold like Rav that Adam couldn't eat any meat. Why couldn't Adam eat any meat? Because he was considered like an Ama Aretz, and meat is only for an Ama Aretz. So by eating a lot of fruits and being neneh from various hanas, we're paskening like the Yushalmi. We're paskening like Rav in the Bavli, that Adam HaRishon was not allowed to eat any meat. Why? Because he didn't learn Torah. What we're saying is, tonight on Tu B'Shvat, don't mistakenly think since the nights are getting shorter, you could decrease your Liman HaTorah. No! What we're saying is, Adam HaRishon couldn't eat meat. Why couldn't he eat meat? Because he's an Ama Aretz. Meat is only for Lom Dei Torah. Because meat, the Iker Rino Shel Torah is Balayla. And basically, we're declaring that even though the nights are getting shorter, we still have to keep up our chizuk in Liman HaTorah Balayla. This, says the Kleizenberg Rebbe, is the Mahalach Alpi Pilpul of why we're noyik to eat fruits on the night of Tu B'Shvat. Wishing everyone Tu B'Shvat Sameach, Bracha V'Hatzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.